Yesterday morning, we spoke with Michael Ward from Triple Crown about Red Zell, but also about Moss Trip that's lining up on Saturday in the Group 1 surround. And we learnt in that group that a very famous person is in the ownership, and he's online. We tracked him down yesterday, the 10 Eyewitness weatherman, Tim Bailey. Come in, Tim.
Oh, brilliant to be with you, Ben. Brilliant to be with you. The first day of autumn and the smell of the spring carnival is in the air, mate, and I've got it up both nostrils. What a beauty. Oh,
I reckon you would have, mate, given that you're in the ownership of Moss Trip, who is going into a big Group 1, mate. I know you've owned many horses through your life, mate, but what a thrill this is.
It really is, Ben. In over 25 years of racing thoroughbreds, I realise how difficult it is to just get a horse into a Sydney Metropolitan race, let alone anything with Black Titan next to its name, let alone a group, let alone a Group 1. It's rare air. Look, I've fiddled around. Probably the best I've had is Straight Dash down in Hobart with a couple of mates, Hixie and GP, and we got a size produce there. We raced in a derby. We're unlucky in a Launceston Cup. We missed the start by 3 or 4 lengths and ended up being beaten a length. We've won in Queensland, the Gold Coast, around the edges, but we've never, ever been to Sydney and until Moss Trip came along. And she's a beautiful flying little filly. And I fell into the horse by sheer luck, mate. It's a good yarn how I got in.
Well, tell us.
All right, mate. I thought you might ask me that. Well, first off, Triple Crown, can I just dip my hat to them. They are a fantastic organisation, brilliant systems, brilliant people. The Wards, Joshie Tinning and Alex, they're doing a great job. I've seen it firsthand and they've made a dream, a lifelong dream of mine come true. My wife, God bless her, bought me a horse for Christmas. She was shopping around 2 years ago in November. Now, there aren't many horses for sale in November, as you well know, Ben. So she went to a mate of mine, Ashley Evans, who was in Moss Trip and had spotted the horse 2 years ago. Brilliant eye for a horse, this mate. Anyway, as luck would have it, a lady unfortunately dropped out of Moss Trip, and November of last year, my wife hooked up a 5% share. So my mate and I have got 10% in Mossy, and I got the Christmas present, the best Christmas present, the Christmas present that just keeps on giving, Andrew.
Oh, I fair dinkum. For a wife to give a husband a share in a horse, you've cracked it, mate.
I tell you what, mate, she might be blind, but she's a beauty. She's got a great heart, a wonderful heart, Sammy. She's on business at the moment in Brisbane and in Malaysia. She's flying home from Malaysia early tomorrow so we can set Randwick on fire on Saturday, mate. I can assure you of that.
Now, can you tell us about the weather? You're right into the weather. We had all the rain earlier in the week. What's Saturday going to be like?
Well, what about this story with Mossy too, mate, before we get to Saturday? Hold your horses, Benz. I know you love your horses. Hold your horses, son. Peter Snowden said to us on Friday, last Friday, he said, we're only going to the surround, the Group 1 $500,000 surround. We're only going there if it rains. Now, you have to nominate on Monday, otherwise you're not in. On Sunday, the weatherman has a share in Moss Trip. He makes it rain last Sunday. We have the wettest 24 hours in Sydney all year. So then Pete has no excuse. He must nominate Moss Trip, so we go in. But that's where the good news ends. We'd like a little bit more squirt from the clouds, and I don't think we're going to get it. We might get less than a millimetre around 3, 4, 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, but Saturday at Royal Randwick, it's going to have its postcard pretty face on. It is going to be glorious for the Tipping Norton and the Mighty Mare Winks. It's going to be about 28 degrees, hardly a cloud in the sky, and after Winks races, and this is the conversation I have to pinch myself with, Benz, because having been in the game as long as I have, I'm telling people there's two Group 1s on Saturday. Winks is in one of them, and Moss Trip's in the other, Ben. Can you believe it?
Well, I can hear it in your voice, Tim. I want it to be, like, in a minute's time.
Me too, mate, me too. It's been the longest week, but the best week of my life. As you know, I work with Matty Burke on the 10 Eyewitness News, and I said to him, you know, it's rare to get – you lived your life in the elite sports space, but little mugs like myself and my mates, you don't get to that pinnacle, and we've just lived every second, felt every second of this week. We're going to a Group One. It's in. We have a passion for horse racing. It's as good as it gets, and this week has been magnificent, mate, from nominations to jockeys to barriers, and Brett and Abdullah's on. The Triple Crown boys are on. They're fabulous. We've drawn barrier two. We're 26-1, mate, but they've all got four legs, as Mr. Peter Snowden would say, and we're in it up to our neck, mate.
Well, mate, I can hear the excitement in your voice. I wish you the very best, mate. You'll be bouncing around that theatre or horse when we approach race six for Winks and then race seven for the Surround, mate. It's a great story. I'd love to hug your wife one day and get her to meet my wife, because if you're going to be given a horse for Christmas Day, Christmas time, mate, your wife and mine need to have a good old chat.
If your wife drinks wine like my wife drinks wine, you're getting a horse for Easter. See you later, Ben.
See you, Tim. See you, mate. We'll see you tonight. Tim, see you, mate. Tim Bailey joining us. You'll see him on 10 Eyewitness News. He owns 10% in Moss Trip. What a story. What, you can hear it in his voice. I know he's excited at any time, but fantastic.